FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former Itigwini Mayor James Nxumalo has called on South Africans to rise to the occasion and dedicate themselves to helping those in need. He joined residents in Intshanga yesterday to celebrate the handover of a newly built home to Thembile Shangase. It was part of a Nelson Mandela Day initiative by East Coast Radio and its partners. Shangase had been living in a single room of her damaged home since the April 2022 floods. Nxumalo, who also hails from Intshanga, reminded locals to keep the spirit of giving alive beyond Mandela Day.
I quote, "The fact that we were born is not important, but what is important is what difference we are making to other people." Ilokhu ke okwenziwe East Coast Radio and all partners.
Suspended Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu says he's compiled his defence against serious allegations levelled against him. Mkhunu's on special leave after being accused of interfering in police investigations by KZN's SAPS commissioner. Speaking to the SABC during Mandela Day celebrations in Empangeni yesterday, Mkhunu maintained his innocence. He said he'll present his side of the story to Parliament's Ethics Committee next week.
My feeling is that media have already passed judgment without hearing the other side. But let's wait for the day when the other side will have a day and have a say on all these matters. And I'm looking forward exactly to that.
And abroad, the US says it's negotiated a ceasefire between Israel and Syria's government. It's after new clashes erupted in Syria's Druze heartland following violence that prompted massive Israeli strikes. At least 600 people have died since last Sunday in violence between the Druze and Bedouins. Israel stepped in on Wednesday with major strikes in the heart of the capital, Damascus, including hitting the army's headquarters. Well, this morning, Tom Barrack, the U.S. appointment on Syria, said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Syria's interim leader Ahmed al-Ashara have agreed to a deal. And on the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for the KZN South Coast. Disruptive rain is expected and could lead to flooding. Rain showers are also forecast across the province, with Durban and Richards Bay a high of 20 degrees, Margate and Ulundi 17, Ladysmith 14, Newcastle 13, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River 15, Anderberg 11 and Kokstad 10. Morning swells are reaching 4 metres at the Durban beach, with sunset at 16 minutes past 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.